Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by your neighborhood Ace Stores, Ace Hardware and Bad Axe, and Sabrewing Ace Hardware. Michigan Senators Gary Peters and Alyssa Slotkin are urging DHS Security Christy Noem to accelerate development of the Northern Border Mission Center, expressing disappointment with the agency's slow progress on the facility. The center, set to be located at Michigan's Selfridge Air National Guard Base, was established through legislation Peters authored and received $3 million in federal funding. It is designed to improve coordination among DHS agencies responsible for securing the 5,525-mile northern border. According to the senator's letter, the facility will address growing security challenges, including drone activity, narcotic smuggling, and human trafficking. The center is planned to function as both a personnel training site and a technology testing facility, working alongside state, local, and tribal governments. The initiative represents part of ongoing efforts to expand Selfridge's capabilities. The base recently gained assignments for KC-46A refueling tankers and F-15EX fighter jets, with Peters securing $20 million for infrastructure upgrades to support these new missions. The senators emphasize that DHS has not devoted sufficient resources to building out the center despite its importance for managing the complex northern border environment. The Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel has joined a bipartisan coalition of 44 state attorney generals urging Congress to allocate more funding for the security of federal judges and courthouses. The coalition, in a signed letter, highlighted the rising frequency of threats, hostile incidents, and targeted acts of violence against federal judges, their families, and court staff. Judicial security funding has been subject to a hard freeze for two consecutive years, leaving resources inadequate for essential security needs like court security officer salaries, physical monitoring systems, and courthouse infrastructure. Attorney General Nessel emphasized that a functioning democracy requires judges to be able to perform their duties honestly, ethically, and in accordance with the law, without fear of violence or intimidation. The requested resources are also needed to fully implement the Vulnerability Management Program established under the 2022 Daniel Anderl Judicial Security and Privacy Act. This act, named for the murdered son of a federal judge, aims to remove judges' personally identifiable information from data broker websites. The letter notes that U.S. Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts Jr. mentioned the increased threat level in his 2024 year-end report. Trends have continued into 2025, including over 100 judges being doxxed with unsolicited, intimidating deliveries to their homes. In 2024, Nessel's own hate crimes and domestic terrorism unit prosecuted 40 cases involving threats against elected officials, 12 of which targeted judges. The coalition stresses that these increased resources are critical to ensuring a protection of federal judiciary. When we come back after this Ace Hardware sponsor message, we'll get to our national and international news.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why would you wander around a warehouse store looking for paint when you could just swing by your neighborhood Ace? In addition to Ace's award-winning service, we have top-rated paint brands. Plus, our color matching technology allows us to match any color. So stop wandering and start painting. Head to your neighborhood Ace today.
When it comes to paint, we know our business. This is Bruce Harum. We carry Clark & Kensington, Benjamin Moore, and Royal Paint. Bring in a paint chip to our computer color matcher, and we'll find exactly what you need.
This is Paul Greibel. We will custom mix your paint for a perfect match, and we have everything from brushes and rollers to paint sprayers, ladders, and drop cloths. When it comes to paint, we've got you covered. Visit Ace Hardware and Bad Axe or Sebring Ace Hardware.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and looking at our national news, A grand jury in New York has again declined to indict State Attorney General Letitia James in connection with allegations brought against her, extending a legal saga that has become a lightning rod in state politics and prompting renewed discussion among legal experts about the standards for bringing public corruption or misconduct charges against high-ranking officials. And in our international news, Venezuela has moved to initiate withdrawal from the International Criminal Court's founding Rome Statute, a step that comes as the court investigates the Maduro government for alleged crimes against humanity, raising questions among legal experts and human rights advocates about accountability mechanisms if Caracas follows through with the exit. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, school closings, information, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by your neighborhood Ace Stores, Ace Hardware and Bad Axe, and Sebring Ace Hardware.